Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Christopher Cruz. Today on our show, we remember the life and music of singing superstar Whitney Houston.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown.
Saturday, hundreds of people will gather in Newark, New Jersey, for the funeral of Whitney Houston. The 48-year-old performer died a week earlier at a hotel in California. June Sims looks back at the life of the singer, actress, and mother.
That is Whitney Houston performing the song I'm Every Woman. And that is what many who loved the singer say. Whitney was every woman. People in her hometown of Newark say she never forgot where she came from. Her close friend and gospel singer Marvin Winans recently said that below the surface, Whitney Houston was still the same little girl from New Jersey. A childhood friend of the star, Gregory Whittle, remembers growing up with her.
A lot of times in the basement, you could hear her singing in the back by the pool. She had a gift. It was a gift that was strictly from God.
Marvin Winans is to speak at the funeral. It will be held at the New Hope Baptist Church. Whitney Houston attended that church while growing up. It was also the first place she sang publicly. She was a member of the church choir. Whitney Elizabeth Houston was born in Newark in 1963. Her mother, Sissy Houston, is a gospel singer. Her father served in the military and was in the entertainment business. Sissy Houston was not the only family musician. Singers Dion and Dee Dee Warwick were cousins of Whitney Houston, and her godmother was Aretha Franklin. At a performance earlier this week, Aretha Franklin remembered her goddaughter with a song and praise for the music and memories. As a teenager, Whitney Houston performed as a backup singer for Chaka Khan, Lou Rawls, and other artists. But she also had a successful modeling career by the time she was 20. Her picture appeared on the cover of Seventeen and inside magazines including Glamour and Cosmopolitan. In 1983, Clive Davis, the head of Arista Records, heard Whitney Houston singing in New York City. He offered her a recording agreement soon after. For the next 2 years, Whitney Houston worked on her first record album. Whitney Houston was released in 1985. Slowly but surely, it became a huge hit. It stayed in the number one position on Billboard magazine's Top 200 Albums chart for 14 weeks. The first number one single from the album was Saving All My Love for You.
A few stolen moments. to resist being last on your list, but no other man's gonna do. So I'm saving all my love for you. It's not my own, but each time I try, I just break down and cry, 'cause I'd rather be home feeling blue. So I'm saving all my love for you.
Another popular song from that first album was this dance number, How Will I Know? Whitney Houston had 7 number one hit singles. It remains the biggest selling first album by any artist. The singer followed that success with another. Her album Whitney sold 20 million copies. It also made her the first female artist to enter the Billboard Top 200 at number one. Whitney Houston was clearing a path of recognition for women artists. However, her next professional move was her most important. She recorded the soundtrack for and starred in The Bodyguard in 1992. Kevin Costner played opposite Whitney Houston in the movie. It is the story of a relationship between a pop music star and a former Secret Service agent who protects her. The movie was a big hit, making more than $400 million in ticket sales worldwide. But the film's popularity did not even come close to the success of the album that went with it. The Bodyguard is the 4th highest-selling album of all time. 44 million copies have been sold. Among the singles is I Will Always Love You, a song written and recorded earlier by Dolly Parton. Whitney Houston's version sold many more copies.
Bittersweet memories, that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need. And I will always love you. I will always love you.
In 1992, Whitney Houston's personal life also grew. She married singer Bobby Brown of the band New Edition. The marriage surprised many people both in and outside the music industry. Bobby Brown was considered an industry bad boy, while Whitney Houston had an innocence that led to her nickname, the Prom Queen of Soul. She and Bobby Brown had a daughter, Bobby Christina, in 1993. In the late 1990s, Whitney Houston's professional behavior began to come under question. She began to cancel shows and was late for important events. Her appearance changed. She lost weight and looked unhealthy. Her voice also was suffering. Many reports said she was abusing drugs and alcohol.
Share my life, take me for what I am, 'cause I'll never change all my colors for you. Everything that you do, I don't really need to look very much further. I don't wanna have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can't run from myself. There's no
Houston and Bobby Brown ended their marriage in 2007. She also publicly admitted to drug abuse, but she entered a recovery treatment program. In 2010, she reported she was drug-free. But last Saturday, the singer and actress was found dead in her hotel room in Los Angeles. Officials have not yet released a cause of death. However, news reports say Whitney Houston's family has been told the entertainer died from taking too many prescription drugs. Her seventh and final studio album, I Look to You, was released in 2009. Critics generally praised the effort. We leave you with Whitney Houston performing the Leon Russell song, A Song for You.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. Well, but we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you.
I'm Christopher Cruz. This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? We're alone now, and I'm singing a song too.